HMNZS Arbutus. Early years. Ordered as HMS Arbutus, 2, a revised flower class corvette, and laid down at the George Brown and Company shipyard in Greenock, Scotland. She was launched on January 26, 1944 and was transferred to the Royal New Zealand Navy on completion. She commissioned as HMNZS Arbutus on July 5, 1944, Lieutenant Commander J.A. Rind, RNZNVR in command. She was to carry the pennant number K403. She sailed from Greenock on August 1 as an additional escort for convoy OS85/KMS-59, which sailed from Liverpool. Arbutus remained in company as far as the Azores Islands. She then proceeded to Bermuda, from there she sailed for the Panama Canal, and on to San Diego. She then sailed for Pearl Harbor, and Suva. Arbutus was severely damaged on October 7 when she grounded on a reef off Vu Island, the westernmost of the Fiji Islands. She was stuck fast and had to be towed off by HMNZS Aroa and on to Suva, from where she was towed to Auckland, arriving there on October 27. A survey showed that, in addition to the loss of the rudder blade, the bearing casting of the rudder stock had been fractured, the tail shaft bent, the propeller blades broken and bent, and the ship's bottom cut up for a length of about 25 feet. The Arbutus remained at Auckland for nearly 3 months awaiting the local fabrication of a new rudder and castings, and the arrival from the UK of a new propeller and tail shaft. In January, she was towed to Lyttelton, where permanent repairs were made and the work was completed by the end of April 1945. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. On February 9, 1945, Lieutenant N.D. Blair was appointed to command her. It had originally been intended that she would operate with the 25th Minesweeping Flotilla, but instead the New Zealand Naval Board offered her for service to the British Pacific Fleet. The offer was accepted and in May she was sent to Sydney where she was fitted out for radio and radar repair and servicing duties with the fleet train. Arbutus left Sydney on July 4 and, after a call at Manus Island to embark a New Zealand radar officer and 3 radar mechanics, joined the fleet train in Japanese waters on July 28. As part of Logistic Group Task Unit 112.2.6, Arbutus was at sea with tankers Wave Governor, Carlier, Ulna, and Wave King, VSIS Victualling Store Issuing Ship, Glenitney, Armament Store Issuing Ships Robert Musk and Corinda, Escort Carriers Chaser, Speaker, and Ruler, Destroyers Norman, and Queenborough, Sloops Crane, Pheasant, Woodcock, and Redpoll, frigates Odzani, and Derg, and the minesweeper Piri. At 0900 hours on July 31, vessels of the British Pacific Fleet Task Force 37, rendezvoused with Task Unit 112 in replenishment area, British Tizzy. Replenishment commenced at 1000 hours. The weather in the area was less than ideal, with a heavy swell running caused by a succession of typhoons to the east of the area. However, because the British were now mastering replenishment at sea, RAS, the weather did not affect the operation as much as it would have done just a few weeks earlier. Task Force 37 departed the replenishment area on August 2 to prepare for the next round of strikes against the Japanese homeland. During the 3 days that she was on station with the logistic group, Arbutus went alongside no fewer than 40 ships to transship stores and spare parts and service their radar equipment. On August 8, Arbutus and 2 other small ships left Leyte to escort 3 supply ships back to base at Manus Island. When she arrived there on the 17th, the Arbutus had completed a continuous period at sea of 33 days and steamed 7,600 miles without a stop of her main engines. From Manus Island, She escorted supply ships to Hong Kong, where she arrived in time for the Japanese surrender of that base on 16 September. Arbutus returned to Auckland on October 1, having steamed more than 20,000 miles in 77 days since leaving Sydney. Post-war. After her return to New Zealand, she was employed for a brief period on a scientific expedition to the Three Kings Islands. After the successful completion in June 1946, of the clearance of the German minefield laid in the approaches to the Oraki Gulf, the ships of the 25th Minesweeping Flotilla, with the exception of HMNZS Arbutus, were placed in reserve. HMNZS Arbutus, commanded by Lieutenant Commander J. F. A. O'Neill, D.S.C., RNZN, after working up in the Oraki Gulf, was dispatched on a goodwill cruise to the islands in the New Zealand dependencies of the Cook and Samoan Group, and to French Oceania, American Samoa, and the British Crown Colony of Fiji, departing from Wellington on September 20, 1946. Arrangements were made to transport the French minister, Monsieur Gazel, from Rarotonga to Papeete. HMNZS Arbutus completed her cruise, and arrived back in Auckland on 1 December 1946. In January 1947, Arbutus carried out exercises in the Oraki Gulf. She also attended the ceremony commemorating the landing of the first governor, Captain Hobson, RN, at Waitangi, returning from the to Auckland to act as flagship at the annual Kawau Regatta. During March and April 1947, Arbutus and an HDML were placed under the operational command of the commanding officer of the cruiser HMNZS Bellona, as she worked up in the Oraki Gulf. The corvettes Erebus and Arbutus were returned to the Royal Navy in 1948 when the six Lock-class frigates Hawea, Kainia, Pukaki, Rotoiti, Taupo, and Tutira were purchased for the Royal New Zealand Navy. Some Maori ship names and those of Pacific Islands may be poorly pronounced due to the limitation of the text-to-speech software, but are curtly spelt in the text version of this article. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.